Morning Play with Jesse and MJ on the new 106.9 Play.
7:16 now, and you know, with all of the sad stories coming out of Gatlinburg, mm-hmm. with the fires, and there were three people that were confirmed.
Yeah, unfortunately, some people, because of smoke and things like that, had to be taken to the hospital and didn't make it.
But all yesterday, every conversation I had always either started with or ended with, it happened in Gatlinburg.
Oh, absolutely. Because I've been vacationing in Gatlinburg since I was a little girl.
It's kind of one of those things that you overlook when you live around here. You're like, we're going to Gatlinburg again.
I loved it.
But it was a lot of fun. My parents took us down there. I had my It Happened in Gatlinburg story, because we've been many mm-hmm. times, but there's always one story
that we
tell. It was Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we decided we were going to rent a cabin. Mm-hmm. And my family from Florida was coming up.
Nice.
Well, that Thanksgiving, I'd gotten sick. Mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling well. And so we were down there, and my Florida relatives mm-hmm. wanted to watch the big Florida State game.
Right.
I, being 8 years old, wanted to watch Saturday morning cartoons.
Of course you did.
It was not pretty. So the sick boy had to not do that. Then power went out.
Oh.
I don't know why. We still to this day don't know why.
Yeah.
So we are driving down the strip in Pigeon Forge. Mm-hmm. Trying to find some place. Me sick in the back of the car, mm-hmm. trying to find some place to watch this game. They found a place to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a bar. So guess who got left in the car sick while they went and watched the game?
No, at Thanksgiving?
At Thanksgiving.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Gatlinburg.
Mine's not that bad. But yeah, I have so many. I remember one, like when I was five, mm-hmm. I asked to go to Gatlinburg for Christmas. So we did that. It was a halfway point for a lot of us, because my family being in Evansville, mm-hmm. and when we used to live in South Carolina, it was a good halfway point.
Yeah.
So we would meet there for holidays and whatnot. And actually, the first time that my now husband met my parents, my mom and my stepdad, mm-hmm. was in Gatlinburg. We drove up for the weekend, and I'm going to introduce him to, you know. We got there in the middle of the night, so the next morning, we actually met them over at one of the shopping areas downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We go into the store, and here comes my mother walking up to my boyfriend. She doesn't say anything. She just walks, and she's 5'3". My husband's 6 foot. She just walks right up to him, grabs him by the sides of the face, and pulls his head down to her and just looks in his face, and then lets him go and goes, yeah, he'll do, and walks off.
Was she like trying to steal his soul?
No, she was checking to see if he had blue eyes, because she wanted blue-eyed grandbabies.
Wow.
Because that was always the running joke of, because she has brown eyes, and she used to always tease me that, you know, you've got to marry somebody with blue eyes so I can have blue-eyed grandbabies like you. And
I'm so glad that your mom had such high standards for you.
You know, that's all it took. As long as he had that, he was, so yeah, that was our
Fair
big
enough.
Joke. He's like, what just happened?